1035-953 Connect FM. We're jumping around in here because it's the start of the Big Ten tournament. Can we get an update, Jeremy Warner?
The Northwestern won earlier today, 75-65 over Minnesota. Iowa and Michigan State with 8:20 left in the second half. Spartans lead 55-54.
Holy cow. Is B.J. Armstrong still playing for Iowa?
I don't think so.
Okay. But Sean Harrington is joining us on the phone, and this is not fair, Sean, but you, for some reason, get to go to the Big Ten tournament, and I don't. What's going on with that?
It must be a job perk.
For sure that's a job perk. Well, that's awesome. So you guys, Sean, you guys are just finishing up practice right now, right?
Yeah, we just finished up practice, and we're going to jump on the bus here and head on over to Indy.
Sean Harrington joining us on the Fighting Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas REMAX team. Make the right move with the Ryan Dallas REMAX team. And Sean, what is it about the Big Ten tournament? I know we're pumped. Oh. Do you get pumped for this every year?
Oh, it's the best time of year. I said it's my two favorite things, nonstop basketball and the Girl Scouts are delivering cookies left and right. So.
I just got mine yesterday. What do you go with? I got the Thin Mints.
I've been a Caramel Delight guy for forever, and you really can't go wrong with any of them, but if I have to choose one, I got to go Caramel Delight.
That is great. Great stuff from Sean Harrington, Director of Basketball Operations at Illinois. Well, how does the team look? Are they pretty loose right now?
Yeah, we're feeling good. You know, I mean, you always talk about it. It's, you know, the season's broken up into different categories. You got your non-conference schedule, you got your conference schedule, and then, you know, you got your postseason tournament, and then, you know, you got your NCAA, NIT, some kind of tournament like that afterwards as well. So it's kind of broken up into four sections, and, you know, everyone's got a fresh start starting today. So, you know, we're pretty excited, and the guys are pretty excited to get over to Indy.
And, Sean, I was talking with some of the players yesterday, and the last time you guys played Michigan, you weren't very confident. There was a lot of looking around the huddle and not knowing what's going on. But the last couple of games, they've seemed to have gained a lot of confidence. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, we played really well, I think, the last three games. And, you know, the thing about it is our seniors have actually played pretty well the last three games. And we said that at the beginning of the year, you know, we were only going to be as good as our seniors. And they've really stepped it up here. Starting with that home game against Iowa and then really playing a good game at Purdue and finishing the season off on a high note against Indiana. So we do feel pretty good about the way we played the last three games. And like I said, the seniors have been consistent and been contributing, and you know, hopefully that will carry over here to tomorrow.
And, Sean, to follow up on that, it's nice to know as a coach and as a coaching staff that you have seniors that have been in this spot before, right? That's got to feel good to you guys knowing, hey, this isn't their first rodeo, this first trip to Indy, et cetera.
Yeah, no, it's all experience is always a good thing, especially come postseason and tournament times. And, you know, you want to go in there with guys that know what to expect and guys that have done it before. And we do have, you know, four guys that have played major minutes in Big Ten tournaments. So hopefully that gives us a little nod up.
Talking with Illinois Director of Basketball Operations Sean Harrington on the Fighting Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas REMAX team. And Sean, I mean, is there something about the tournament you go into this with a different outlook? I mean, it just seems like a different season when you get in this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's, you know, it's just kind of that time of year. It just, you know, everybody seems to be pretty excited. And, you know, like we just said, there's basketball on nonstop. I mean, it's starting at 11 o'clock this morning. It's going to get over at midnight tonight. So, you know, guys are watching games. They're excited. It just seems like there's an energy in all the games, too. So it's just kind of, like I said, everyone kind of has new life. You know, and you're looking to get that Big Ten title. And, you know, everybody comes out with a pretty good attitude.
Sean, you guys enter this tournament with one win better than last year. But it seems like you guys are just a lot more comfortable heading into this one. It was do or die last year. Is that feeling changed?
Well, I mean, we're looking at the tournament. You know, we're taking it. You know, you always say you take it one step at a time, but, you know, we really are. And, you know, you had a few games get away from you during the season that you wish you could have got, and you kind of feel like this is your opportunity to maybe make up for some games that got away from you. And, you know, all year, from the beginning of the year, we talked about competing for a Big Ten title, and, you know, it didn't work out in the regular season, but it's a new season now for the guys, and, you know, that's kind of the focus. Is it'd be nice to win three games here in Indy.
And Sean, I mean, all the bracketologists, it seems like there's millions of them now, but all the bracketologists say you guys are in probably no matter what, but this Michigan team might need a win. So you guys are facing a hungry squad.
Well, yeah, you can say that, but just like we said, that we feel hungry too, and our guys kind of have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, just the way that the conference went, and just kind of feel like they've got something to prove too. So, both teams should be motivated, and it's the time of year that if you don't come in motivated, then you don't deserve to win the game. So. We're expecting them to come in with a lot of energy, and we'll be right there hopefully to match it.
Director of Basketball Operations at the University of Illinois, Sean Harrington, joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. Sean, you guys have the height advantage over Michigan, obviously. Is that something that we can expect as fans that you guys try to take advantage of?
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job in the first meeting against Michigan taking advantage of our inside and getting the ball inside, and obviously they are not very big. When it comes to their inside game, and we did a good job of exploiting that a little bit in the first game, and they're aware of it, so we're preparing for some wrinkles that we're sure they're going to throw at us to try to take a little bit of that away. But there's no question we have an advantage inside, and that's something that we need to look and explore and try to take advantage of.
And if I have my stats right, I think Michigan, Jeremy said it the other day, was 2 of 18 from the three-point line the last time you guys played. No doubt because of Sean Harrington's defensive philosophy was that the key. But you can't expect them, right, to go 2 of 18 again. That's going to be big too, right? Shutting them down on the perimeter?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those you like to take a lot of credit for, and hopefully a lot of that was our defense that caused the 2 for 18. But they did miss some open looks, and they usually don't miss too many open shots. So, you got to expect them to make a few more threes than that. But hopefully, not too much more. And again, like I said, we thought defensively we did a decent job of getting to some shooters, and we need to try to limit that again.
So, Sean, besides a Stu Douglas left-handed three, what worries you most about Michigan?
Well, I think it is the three, and there's no question they've got four or five different guys that are really capable of getting hot and knocking down 2-3, 4 threes for them. So, I think that's probably the biggest key is just not letting them get hot. And, that's contagious sometimes. If a guy is missing, a team may get cold, and if one or two guys start hitting threes, they say when it rains, it pours. So, hopefully we can just kind of limit their three-point touches.
And, Sean, Darius Morris, that kid has just been spectacular down the stretch and really at the point of not overdoing it, right? I mean, is that a good way to put it for him? He's getting everybody involved. He's scoring when he needs to. He's just really taking control of that team.
Yeah, he's really played well. He's been probably their most consistent guy, I would say, all year. You can take that all the way back to the beginning of the season. I think as of late, I think Hardaway is the one that has really, really stepped his game up. Scoring-wise,
sure.
And I think he's played great here down the stretch. And, those are the two guys that I think they've gotten the most out of here down the stretch. And, those are the two guys that you really have to focus in on first.
Sean, when we come back, I want to ask you about DJ Richardson. I mean, as a former shooter yourself, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this might be overdoing it, but it's almost painful now to watch him shoot. I mean, because you know he's got it. He just can't seem to knock him down. So when we return, I'm going to ask Sean Harrington what is going to take to get DJ back in that mode. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, 543. I need me a Big Ten tournament update. I don't think that's correct grammar, but what is it?
Michigan State leading Iowa 62-58 with 3:48 left. But right now we're talking to Sean Harrington on the Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas Remax team. Make the right move with the Ryan Dallas Remax team. And Sean, Lon brings it up all the time. He wants his boy DJ Richardson to get back on track. And I know you guys are trying to get him there. He just seems like he needs to make a shot, and then he's confident.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I can guarantee you we want him to get on track more than you do. So,
exactly.
But no, he's going through a little funk right now. There's no question about it. And he shoots before practice, after practice. He looks good. His mechanics look good. He's making shots. Just shooting around before and after practice. You know, he's got to make one in the game to kind of get that confidence going. And, you know, we were towards the end of practice today, and he hit three in a row in live drills. And I grabbed one of the coaches. I said, sub him out and let him go to Indy on that note.
You nice. Know
what I mean? Just, get him on the bus.
You know, he's feeling pretty good. So let's end practice. And, you know, I mean, for a guy like that, sometimes when you're struggling, you know, he hits two, three in a row there to end practice. And, you know, maybe that's what it takes, and hopefully he can knock down that first one he gets, and then he will have some confidence.
Well, and I stress that because Illinois needs it, like Sean said. I mean, you guys would like that better than me. But for DJ, I mean, Sean, you were a great shooter, but I know you had your games probably where you struggled. What is the biggest difference from taking it from the practice court to the game and when it comes to just generally shooting the basketball?
Well, unfortunately, it's just something that sometimes it feels good and everything's going right for you, and sometimes it's just not your night. And,
right.
You know, there's the occasional time where you can feel mechanically you're not doing something right, and those are the easy ones to fix. When you feel like you're doing everything correct mechanically and it looks good and it's just not going in, those are the tough ones to overcome, because then it's in your head and you're trying to fight through that. But there's no question I had some bad streaks in my day as well, and you know, the only thing you can really do is just keep shooting to get out of that funk and practice. And really, like I said, if it's mechanical, that's easy to fix, because you can just usually do that in a day or two with some shots. If it's, it's not going in for you, it's just one of those you got to see the ball go in a few times.
Talking with Sean Harrington and the Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas Remax team. And Sean, talking about DJ, Brandon Paul, it seems like, you know, with the seniors playing so well, Dimitri's played well, Mike Davis has been so consistent recently, and Mike Tisdale's gotten back into the game a little bit. If you have those two kind of clicking at the same time as those other guys, that's what separates you guys from being a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team and maybe pushing the Wisconsins and Purdue's.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, it's like we said, if you get that consistent play out of your seniors, now it allows, you know, some of the freshmen, sophomores to have good games, you know, here and there. And if you're getting, you know, three or four of those seniors to be pretty consistent, now one or two of those guys, you know, coming off the bench or the younger guy steps up, it just really adds to you. So, you know, we'd like to get everybody clicking all at the same time, and maybe we can here to get on a little streak here in the postseason. But there's no question it starts with the seniors. And to be really special here and make a deep run, we do need, you know, the Brandon Pauls, DJ Richardson, Jeremy Richmond to have some special games as well.
And, Sean, you're about to get on the bus to head to Indianapolis. Is there a movie tonight? Are you guys playing Hoosiers? What are you playing?
Yeah, the managers are usually involved in picking up some of their choices. And I must be getting old, because some of their choices are not my taste anymore. So I guess I don't have that college mentality anymore.
What movies?
There's been so many bad ones, I've just kind of drowned it out sometimes. And, you know, you put the headphones on and you try to catch a quick nap or something like that, because it's frightening sometimes.
What will the day consist of tomorrow, Sean, for the Illini team? Will you guys get up early for breakfast, et cetera, and take us through a little bit of the day?
Probably rooting on the Wildcats, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll just get them up in the morning and have a big team breakfast. With it being an earlier game, we like to always eat 4 hours before the game, so it'll just be a big breakfast. We'll maybe watch a little bit of film, maybe talk about Michigan one last time before we kind of let them go up to their rooms, get taped, freshen up, change, and then head over to the arena.
Perfect. Well, Sean, good luck tomorrow. It's a game that I know Illini fans are excited about. It seems like it's been forever now since Illinois has played, so get over there and get a win for us, would you?
Sounds great. We'll do our best.
All right. Sean Harrington, thanks, Director Sean. Of Basketball Operations. We always appreciate his insights about Illinois games.
That's the Fighting Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas Remax team. Make the right move with the Ryan Dallas Remax team.
And tomorrow, it's kind of a funny story. You asked Sean and Chester about joining us, right? I mean, fill me in on this. It's kind of funny.
I was at practice yesterday, and Derek Burson from the Sports Info came up to me. He's like, do you still want to do, or 2 days ago when
two
I was
days
at practice,
ago, yeah.
He asked, do you still want to do with Sean and Chester? I'm like, heck yes. We want to keep having them on. It's great hearing their insight. And I went up to Sean and Chester, and they're like, yeah, we love doing it. And I go, so who wants to do, you know, the day before the game, who wants to do post-game? And Chester goes, post-game.
Really?
And I go, Chester, you know, that might not be a great thing. He's like, oh, I got it.
Oh, I love it. He's cool, man. He's like cool and calm.
Just a Frazier.
Isn't that funny that that's funny that he would call postgame because, like you say, there's 50-50 chance right. You might be talking about a loss.
Sean's got the easy job.
Exactly.
He's just talking about, we got to beat Michigan. We got to keep him from shooting threes. Chester might have to talk about how they hit 10 threes or something like that.
Oh, no. Well, we appreciate both those guys. It gives us a lot of credibility on the Tay and Jay show for sure because you and I don't have it.
Well,
Well, maybe I don't, but you do. Hey, Tay and Jay show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.